In continuing our coverage of the flooding, I'm speaking with Dr. Josh Clayton, the state epidemiologist with the South Dakota Department of Health. We are discussing how to stay healthy and infection-free during flooding and after during the cleanup. I want to talk to you a little bit today about flooding and what our listeners should know about flooding and keeping safe. So I'm doing a separate story on home wells and the types of things that we need to do for wells. But I want to know more about if you are in contact with floodwaters or, you know, if you have items that are in contact with floodwaters, what should people be watching out for and how do they protect themselves?
So one of the most important things to keep in mind if you come into contact with floodwater or your items come into contact with floodwater is that the water itself can be made up of a lot of different things. It can contain human and animal waste, chemicals, and other contaminants. And so just being cautious that, you know, it's not, you know, clear, clean water. So we want to make sure that people are washing their hands frequently if they're coming into contact with flood water or during cleanup following flooding situations, making sure that you're cleaning your home properly as you're cleaning up after flood water. So wiping down surfaces, toys, other things that you may have in your household that you are keeping after may have been flooded, and then you know, just making sure that you're taking appropriate precautions as you're going about these cleanup efforts, taking time for yourself, making sure that you're drinking plenty of fluids and that you're resting and getting help throughout the cleanup process.
So as you mentioned, there are just all kinds of contaminants that could possibly be in floodwaters. As an epidemiologist, what kind of illnesses could we see from coming in contact with these things?
Well, so what we would typically most expect are kind of the waterborne pathogens we might typically see any time of year, but that might be a little bit more prevalent as we have more people coming into contact with water. So that can be parasitic-borne disease, so things like giardiasis or cryptosporidiosis. It can also be things that might be found in human or animal waste. So it can be E. coli or things like salmonella that are bacteria that can be found potentially in high enough concentrations within that floodwater to make a person sick.
And once the waters recede and we start to really get into cleanup mode, what should people be paying attention to?
So one of the first things is just, you know, as you're getting into your home, making sure that the structure is safe, that you are avoiding any potential electrical issues by making sure you're shutting off the power to your home until you kind of know if the area has been cleared and started to dry. As you're going about like cleaning and taking care of areas that may have been water-soaked, is just, you know, making sure that you're drying your house out as quickly as possible to help alleviate mold growth, which can occur. Mold spores exist just kind of moving around in the air, and they really take hold and really start to grow when they find a moist environment, a warm and moist environment. So making sure that you're drying things out as quickly as possible with fans and so on, pulling out areas that where you might have remaining moisture, things like your drywall. And then as you're going about cleaning off of surfaces, so if you, like your countertops and things like that, making sure that you're mixing an appropriate bleach solution to decontaminate some of those areas. And as well as if you have areas that have had mold start to grow, making sure that you're mixing up a bleach solution that is about 1 cup of bleach to 1 gallon of water, so you can really hit those areas hard.
And from your perspective, how much of a public health issue would you say flooding and the results of flooding can be?
Well, you know, we do take a wide scope when it comes to public health. And so the cleanup and the potential infectious organisms that might be in floodwater really kind of have multiple aspects of public health implications. So you obviously have concern for infectious diseases resulting from contact with floodwater. You have concern around environmental and living conditions and trying to decrease the potential for mold growth. You also have some concern around just general injuries, as individuals might be carrying heavy loads and pushing themselves to a greater extent than they normally do. So you can have some physical injuries, some dehydration, exhaustion, and things like that. So there are a number of areas that we really do want to make sure that the public knows that they can decrease their risk from a lot of these public health concerns, infectious disease, injuries, and so on, by, cleaning things appropriately, taking proper precautions, and getting additional help as needed during their cleanup efforts. One of the other areas that we focus on is just that personal layer of protection. So as you're going into your home or helping out friends and family that may be impacted by flooding, making sure that you're wearing the appropriate protective equipment. So waterproof boots, gloves that are either rubber or other material that don't allow your hands to become in contact with floodwaters or areas that have not been yet cleaned yet. And depending on if you're cleaning up areas that do have mold growth, wearing an N95 mask or other face-fitting mask, and obviously watching for eye protection and making sure that you're taking care of eye safety as well.
All right. And we have covered a lot of ground in this. So for people who are listening and want to get more information or maybe need to recap this again, is there someplace online they can go? Can they contact your office? What should they do?
Yeah, so most of the information that we've been talking about today is available either on the Department of Health website or on the statewide sdready.gov website. Which is a good place to go to get access to information on, how strong of a bleach solution do you really need to get your take care of mold and take care of your areas that might have come into contact with floodwaters. And so going to the sdresponse.gov website is a good place to find a lot of that information. Also, if you go to the Department of Health website, which is doh.sd.gov, there's also another good place that has floodwater information there as well.
Anything else that you think that we should make sure people understand?
How about wound care and care of rashes that may have come into contact with water?
Yes, that can be very important because, if you have just even a small wound on your body and you come in contact with water that's contaminated, as you said, what can that lead to and how do we take care of that?
Yeah, so for individuals who may have either wounds before coming into contact or as they're cleaning up flooded areas or may have rashes that have contacted floodwater, you do need to be cautious and just monitor that site, making sure that you're washing those areas appropriately with soap and water to decrease the risk of infection from some of the different bacteria that might be in the water, in the floodwater. If that site does become red, you have some swelling, drainage develops, or it becomes painful, to seek your healthcare provider.
Dr. Josh Clayton, state epidemiologist with the South Dakota Department of Health. I'm Sabrina Hill.